Hello, this is Christopher DiCenso from Growth Strategy Partners with a key to growth. In this session, I'm going to explain why there's only six ways to grow your revenues and how you can translate your company's revenue goal into concrete and tangible strategies. Now, I'm also going to provide you with a framework how you can apply four of them, actually because two of them really don't work very well. So why is this important? Most of the privately held companies that we work with might have a quantified revenue goal for their company, but many of them don't have strategies or details on how they're going to achieve those goals, how they're going to accomplish that goal. Without a way to achieve your goal, your likelihood of achieving that revenue goal is lower. So this is one method that you can use to translate your revenue growth goal into some actionable strategies. We've actually turned this tool or method into an elevator pitch actually for your employees so they can understand how you're going to achieve your growth goals. So let me explain what these six are. First two are called raising prices and merging or acquiring with a business. Now, I don't know about you, but raising prices, although can be helpful to increase your revenues, it's not something that most of us can do on a recurring basis year to year. And for that reason, we take it out of this framework. The second one is merging or acquiring businesses. Again, many of the businesses in the small mid-market don't do a lot of acquisitions, and actually, statistically, it hasn't shown to be very successful. It's very difficult to do. So therefore, I'm going to take those two of the six out. Let me focus on the next four. The four of this: selling your existing products or services to your existing customers. Now, there's some rocket science for you. The second one is selling your existing products or services to a new customer or new market segment. The third one is the selling your new products or new services to your existing customer base or new markets or existing markets. And the fourth one is selling new products or services to new markets or new customers. Now, how is this helpful? Okay, again, there were six of them. We've taken away the first two. You've got four remaining. How is this helpful? It's helpful to the extent that if you've got a goal for your business, the question is, how is it going to be achieved? And you've got basically a customer product mix: existing customers, new customers, existing products, and new products. And quantifying how that's going to happen is really where companies start losing the detail. So here's the tool. Let me show you what the method and how this works. So picture a square with four quadrants in it. In the top left-hand square or quadrant, we'll call quadrant one, is selling existing products or services to existing customers. Quadrant two on the right side, top right-hand side, would be selling your existing products or services to new customers or new markets. In the lower left quadrant, quadrant three, is going to be selling these new products or services to your existing customers or markets. And then quadrant four in the lower right-hand corner is selling new customers and new products and services. So picture the quadrant, and now the question is, how do you apply this? So let me give you an example. Assume there's a business, let's just say it's $10 million in revenue, and they want to grow 6% next year, next few years. So that equates to $600,000 in actual revenue growth that this company has to achieve. And the question is, where's that going to come from? Too often we ask even the sales team, where's it going to come from? And we get these generic or very vague answers. Well, we're going to sell more stuff. Yeah, well, we understand that. So let's make this a little more quantitative, a little more defined. And we're going to look at the quadrants that we just outlined. Now, to get the answer, there's a lot of analysis needed to figure out where's your opportunity to sell to existing customers, new customers, enter new markets, develop new products. But after going through that analysis, what you should end up with is something like this, and this is the example. So this company at $10 million with 6% growth, $600,000 in revenue growth. After the analysis, they identified that quadrant one, their existing customer and product sales, would be about 50% of that growth, or $300,000 in revenue growth. Quadrant two, top right-hand side, would be about a third of that, or $200,000, again, selling, getting some new markets or new customers for the existing products. Quadrant three in the lower left-hand corner was a small percentage because they were talking about introducing some new products or services to existing customers, and that would be about a sixth of it, or $100,000. And then in quadrant four, the lower right-hand corner, was zero. We actually advocate quite often to leave that zero, as there's so much more opportunity in the other first three quadrants. So we've taken that $600,000, divided it into three quadrants, $300,000, $200,000, and $100,000. Now it's very clearly defined as to how this company is going to achieve its 6% revenue growth goal. This is also how we translate it now into what we call this elevator pitch. It would be something like this. We're going to grow 6% over the next few years, and 50% of that growth is going to become by selling more products and services to our existing customers. A third of that growth is going to be obtaining some new customers or entering some new markets, and a sixth of that growth will be introducing new products or services to our existing customers. That's it. You can communicate this, you can write this down, it can be communicated very clearly, and now everybody in your organization can understand how the growth is going to be achieved. In fact, they understand how it's going to impact them if they're in new product development or sales or even shipping. In fact, there was an example that we did with a client a few years ago where as we explained this concept to them, which they loved very well because they had not defined where the revenue was going to come from, they assumed that getting new customers was going to be where 80% of their growth was going to come from, which is quadrant two, and then 20% would be through existing product sales. They didn't think they could sell much. They had something in quadrant three, but for now let's just leave it 20% in quadrant one and 80% on the right side, quadrant two. Then we did some analysis, and in that analysis they found out that there was a lot more opportunity in their existing customer base. They actually had not penetrated their existing customers very well. It was a greater opportunity there than it was trying to sell new customers. And as we all know, trying to sell new customers is much more difficult than selling to existing. So actually, we switched that 80-20, and 80% was in quadrant one, existing customer and existing product sales, and 20% was in new. And now ironically, or maybe not ironic, at the end of the year, when we analyzed what was happening, what happened, quadrant one was 76%. And the rest was in quadrant two. So it was pretty close to what they defined. But what that really did is it actually helped focus the sales team on what kind of selling they should be doing, new customers versus existing. And you can imagine if they were actually going to have to go to sell to new customers, the less likely a success would be than to existing. So my question to you is this. Have you really defined how you're going to achieve your revenue growth goals? If I asked any of the leaders in your company where the growth is going to come from, would they have an answer somewhat like this? And by the way, would the answers be the same? If not, your chances of achieving your growth goals is really much lower. Now, we've actually got an article on our website very similar to this, which actually outlines the framework, these four quadrants. The website, again, is growthstrategypartners.com. And if you go to the resources section, there's an article there called There's Only Six Ways to Grow. Thank you for listening. If you like this session, please write a positive review for us. This is Chris DeCenzo from Growth Strategy Partners. We're a management consulting firm which has improved their revenue, profit, and organizational growth of privately held companies by applying our research-driven 7 keys to growth. If you have a challenge you'd like to discuss, feel free to contact me. Enjoy your day.